Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, once again, it is a treat to have the man, the one, the only, the incredibly talented, somewhat cute, Bill Haney is here. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. What a nice compliment.
What a deal. Theater by the Sea has had an unbelievable run this year, setting records all the time, right?
Not to sound like a broken record, but yeah, absolutely. It's this year top last year.
Everything was just amazing. What a great series of shows, starting off with Smokey Joe's Cafe, and then the unbelievable opportunity to see Charles Shaughnessy in My Fair Lady.
Yep, terrific.
And you pulled that off.
We did. We did, through all the stuff that you know about, absolutely.
Right, a few little last-minute, you know, challenges, but it got done, and it was great.
Yep.
And then Little Mermaid, quite a spectacle. And as advertised, not just for kids.
No, wasn't it a great show?
It was a
great
show.
Adults came back to me after, said, I wish I didn't give my tickets away because my friends that took them said it was terrific and I should have gone.
Yeah.
So the key word, do not just, if you think it's a kiddie show, they're not.
They're
made
kiddie.
For adults and the kids alike.
That's right. And then the big smash closer, I was just so impressed with this show, Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, Stein.
Wasn't that terrific? What a terrific show, honestly.
It was just terrific. The actors were amazing. The sets, the special effects, and I had people, you know, patrons of the radio station that we had given some tickets to, that were all just amazed at how do they do that in that little theater?
In that little stage.
In that little stage, and all of the dancing and so forth. And Bill, as I told you off air before we started the show tonight, I had the opportunity to go to television and rewatch Young Frankenstein, the movie. Which I'm a huge fan of, and I know that you and Kevin mentioned that you were.
Absolutely.
And tried to model the show after it and did a great job. But, you know, the movie was a little disappointing.
It's funny when you throw a bunch of song and dance, and it does a pretty good job enhancing that show, huh?
It was amazing. I mean, there were things, for those of you that have seen the movie and hopefully had the opportunity to see the show, things like the hayride and things like that, that were just, they were okay in the movie, but absolutely spectacular.
Especially the putting on the Ritz. From the movie, they did a bit of it, if you remember, in the film. But we got to expand to like an 8 to 10 minute big song and dance number.
Well, I was also impressed with, the reason I mentioned the hayride is I just can't believe that the actor portraying, you know, Young Frankenstein was able to have that kind of energy to sustain through the whole show after the amount of energy just trying to stay on the wagon.
Yeah, exactly. The good news, they didn't fall off it. I was always worried about that because it was at an angle, as you know.
It was a steep angle.
And it moves around a lot.
And the horses that looked so real.
From the audience.
Oh, man, for Farl Broker.
Yes. Fun stuff.
So a great season, and congratulations to you and all the people at Theater by the Sea. And Kevin Hill, who directed that, and is the executive producer and is not able to be here today, but we want to congratulate him on a great season.
Absolutely.
Also.
Without a doubt. He's my guy.
He's your guy. And now to get to the next big thing, you know, I'm sure, I know that sometimes when I'm performing and I do something that's successful, my mind immediately goes to, what am I going to do next?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's the case for you.
Always is. As we always say, I said it the year before last. I said, how are we going to top this year? And now I'll say it again. How are we going to top this year? But I think I've got four pretty good titles that we'll have a shot at topping this year.
Absolutely. You're going to start off with the Buddy Holly story.
Yes, yes. It's funny. I tell my audiences this year that we usually, at Theater by the Sea, the audience really isn't there yet come end of May, beginning of June. They're not all ready to go on vacation and move into their cottages and summer homes. So we usually start off with little two or four people shows. It's been the tradition of the theater forever. Last year, we broke out of that mold a little bit, and I think there's six or eight in Smokey Joe's. This year, up to like, you know, 13 to 14 in Buddy Holly. But I found that if you do the show they want to see, they will come. And they differ, Smokey Joe's, and I would expect it for sure for Buddy Holly, which I'm told, I've never seen it, is a great show.
I'm looking at the list of songs. Over 30 songs are going to be in that show, yeah. So it's kind of a review style.
But with a story, it tells story about, you know, their last concert before they went on a plane ride, so...
But lots of great music, and speaking of that, why don't we get to a song just to get us in the mood, and then we'll come back and talk more with Bill Haney, Theater by the Sea. This is the very popular That'll Be the Day.
Let's rock and roll it.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. When I die, you give me all your love and your tender love, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, so will you tell me, maybe that someday, well, I'll be good. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna be, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
Be the day. The Buddy Holly story, and the season kicks off next June 1st at Theater by the Sea with the Buddy Holly story, and that'll run through June 19th. And just something, I was going to say a little announcement, but this isn't a little announcement. This is a huge announcement for Theater by the Sea goers. If you did not see Young Frankenstein, then maybe you didn't hear this. Bill, I think you ought to, you know, we'll give you a little drum roll or something for this one.
There you go. Well, after 82 years, it's finally time to air-condition Theater by the Sea.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, that when I would announce that during Frankenstein from the Curtain, yeah. You have no idea the applause. It was almost shake the rafters of this theater. That's how much they want it.
There were two people in front of me that stood up.
Did they really?
They stood up. They gave you a standing ovation.
That's great. Well, the challenge is, and still is, by the way, we have to now do this. But the challenge has always been is it's a barn. Literally, if you're there in the day, the daytime, you can see outside through the cracks and stuff.
Cracks in the walls.
No insulation anywhere, but it wasn't meant to be. But we've come up with a way through a company locally that we can bring the temperature down from what it has been. It'll never be where you're going to put your sweater on because it's not possible to do that. But it will take a lot of the most of the discomfort out of the room when we need it. And as I told my audience every single night, we will not use it all the time, because when I can open those doors in the evening and you can hear that ocean and feel that summer breeze and the crickets outside, that's what you want from Theater by the Sea. But when it's a matinee and 110 degrees and people are dropping dead in the audience, we will turn it on and close the doors.
Yeah, well, that'll be great. That's a wonderful thing, and just to take even a little of the humidity out of the
air. That's what it does.
Sometimes.
It'll bring it down. But just imagine just the noise factor you're going to be careful of with air conditioning. And the power requirements, because the power is not where it needs to be. So we're currently working with the power company to get all it up so we can put all this equipment in there to do this and do this, hopefully right. But it'll definitely be an improvement, and it's about time.
Well, maybe we can get some of the power from that new wind farm that's going to be built off Block Island to come
in. I love it. Let's get a wire coming over my way.
All right, back to the Buddy Holly story. We announced that it's going to be on June 1st. And these shows are already cast, correct, Bill?
No. I don't audition the shows until usually February, March.
Oh, okay.
That's when we audition the shows.
Sometimes
I'll precast. For instance, Mary Poppins last year was Eliza this year. Mm-hmm. So we know certain people will be in. Brad, who was in Mary Poppins, was Igor this year. So there'll be some people we know. I want them in my shows, but the majority of that casting happens first in Rhode Island on our local auditions, and then we go to New York to finish the show up.
All right. So we look forward to hearing more about that. And obviously, we hope that Bill will be back along with Kevin in the spring when we get ready for...
You can count on it.
all the particulars for the shows. But let's get to another song from the Buddy Holly series. This one is Peggy Sue. Thing at the theater this year was the restaurant, the bistro, was under new management, correct?
Yes, I partnered with a new group of people, and they did a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. They really did, and I'm not sure if they broke all the records, because we don't have the records going back that far for that, but I know they had a heck of a season. People were loving it. The cabaret, which I don't know if you made any this year, they were just a blast.
Yeah.
They also started doing lunch. Next year they want to do Sunday brunch. They want to really expand. They were open after the shows for dessert. They really put their everything into this, and it made it a big success.
Well, it makes sense. The facility's there, and they got a great staff, so why not? You can get as much use out of it as possible.
12 or 15 weeks besides the weddings we do there, but they've only got 12 to 14 weeks to make that business happen.
Yeah.
We're expanding that because they're doing a lot of weddings, which is really, because it's a beautiful place to get married. It's just spectacular between the outside and the inside. It's getting very popular.
Now the weddings take place not in the theater.
No,
part,
they
right?
take place in the cabaret room. You'd start in the front restaurant area, but then often we'll on the tennis court back there. They'll put a huge
tent.
White tent.
Right.
We have plenty of parking. It's just a spectacular place to have the event. You can get married on the beach, by the gazebo. I've seen them set up the white chairs almost everywhere, and it looks terrific.
What a great idea! Yeah. All right, we'll get to one more Buddy Holly song, and then we want to talk about the rest of the exciting upcoming season. And this one is one that everybody can kind of dance in your aisles to right now, La Bamba. And then we'll be back with more of Bill Haney and Theater by the Sea. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea. And Bill, we want to make sure that people understand that Theater by the Sea is such a short season, and these runs are roughly 3 weeks or so for each show.
Usually four, three, although we're thinking about trying to squeeze in 4 weeks of the last show, because you literally couldn't get a ticket for the third week of Frankenstein.
That's,
we could have sold another week.
Right, that's where I was going. Tickets are hard to get, and people sometimes get frustrated when they'll call me and they'll say, can you help me out? I can't get tickets. And
I tell you a story? The other night, Thursday night, the last Thursday, I happened to go and watch the show, and I had two tickets all set up for me. And I said, wait a minute, what are those people lining up over there? He goes, Vinny said, they're waiting to buy any tickets that become available. I go, are you kidding? So I gave up my two seats so he could sell it to two people in line, and I just roamed the theater. I figured, let them see the show. I've already seen it, and we can make the extra dollars.
Sure. Well, I mean,
but I tell people, I don't mean to preach. Really, it's not a sales pitch, but they really should consider subscribing, because you're guaranteed the seats. We can be flexible. You don't have to stick with those days. It's a year and a half when, as you think about it. But we make it free, you know, free moving your tickets around any date you want, and it's really the way to do it.
You know, I was picking up my tickets, as I mentioned, for Young Frankenstein, and I was waiting at the will call booth, and there was a woman in front of me who wanted to change her tickets, and Tommy was helping her out, and they took care of it. They made her happy.
Absolutely. When we can, we do, because the subscribers are really the foundation of this theater, and we're doing a pretty good job building that list up of how many we've got, so we're pretty happy. And I think what happens is, when we sold out, if you remember, My Fair Lady was selling out at the end.
Yeah.
Clearly Frankenstein was. In Little Mermaid, you couldn't get a ticket for an afternoon show if you knew me.
Right. So do yourself a favor. Go to theaterbythesea.com and check out the shows and the tickets. And you can always call the box office at 401-782-8587 and talk to Vinny, talk to somebody there, and they'll help you out.
Absolutely. It's worth doing.
You gotta do it ahead of time. And what a great idea for early Christmas shopping, too.
We're actually doing that now. We're putting flex tickets on sale. We're putting the subscriptions, of course, on sale.
Right.
And that's what people do. They start buying it for the holidays.
Yeah, great. Well, we talked about the Buddy Holly story coming in on June 1st, and that will run till the 19th. And then a couple days after that, a biggie, West Side Story.
And it is a biggie. It hasn't been to this theater, I'm told, in many, many years. It is a huge show, lots of cast people. We know we can pull it off because it's pulled off before, but we always like to put on a little special touch on it, and I think that hopefully we'll do a good job with it.
I'm sure you
Great
will.
Great music.
As long as well as you've done with everything else, we'll watch the Jets fight the Sharks, and... And it's a wonderful story, and we're going to get to a piece of music from that right now, and it's called Tonight.
Only you, you're the only thing I'll see forever. In my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do, nothing else but you.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Always you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
Beautiful music written by Leonard Bernstein, West Side Story, and that's going to run from June 22nd to July 16th. So don't miss that one. It's going to be another great one. You know, we talked about casting and so forth a little bit earlier, and you said you do it around March or April in that time period. Does that sometimes put you under the gun as far as, you know, trying to get all the... It must put a lot of pressure on it, you know, because it's...
Well, and also, if you can believe it, when we do that casting, it's done in 1 week. We cast all four shows in 1 week, unlike North Shore, which we do a week a show. For some reason, it's the way Theater by the Sea's done it. I've kept with that tradition. It makes it quicker for us. But it does. When you're casting four shows in 1 week, and I really demand a lot from casting. I really want the right people in the shows. It's the show. Without them, you don't have a show. So we do it. It's done. You see the results of it.
Absolutely.
But I also won't tell you that we lose people, too, sometimes. You know, They'll take a Broadway show. It happens often now. So we have to sometimes go back and recast or say, who is our second choice? Hopefully they don't have a job right now and get them in.
Right.
It happens two or three times minimum every year.
Well, you know, and that's kind of like good news, bad news. The good news is you've got somebody that's so good, Broadway wants them.
True. We lose a lot to Broadway. We lose a lot of people in both theaters to Broadway.
Right.
We try to make sure they do it after they leave us, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Well, the Charles Shaughnessy thing was great, where you were able to work out. He did one show and
read
the day
surprise.
Before.
Right. Yeah. He was doing watching the rehearsals by Skype in New York in Tip and Tunic.
Well,
but for instance, the gentleman that you saw to do Igor is up for a Broadway role, and he may not be available. We have him slated for a couple shows next year.
Right.
But I can't hate a guy for going to do a Broadway show, you know?
No. I mean, it's like someone that works for you that gets able to get a much better job at a different company. Just
got
to wish them well.
You have to. You don't want to lose them, but you have to.
Right. West Side Story, again, June 22nd to July 16th. We have one more tune from that, and then we'll take a short break. This one is America.
Ah! keep clean? I like the shores of America. Come where is yours in America. Knock on the door in America. Wall to wall road in America.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea. And I say Theater by the Sea because that's the subject down here, but from a lot more places, too. North Shore.
Yep, North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Mass.
In Beverly, Massachusetts. And for those of you that can't get enough of the great productions in the summer, nothing wrong with taking a trip up there.
Not at all. We have Billy Elliot coming up in a couple of weeks, and Sister Act there, and then A Christmas Carol.
Wow.
People do it. I got a wonderful letter from somebody the other day, said they're a North Shore person, decided to check out my other theater, and guess what show they checked out? Young Frankenstein. And they couldn't have said more about that show and just loving the fact that they can now go to two theaters and see really, really good theater, in their words.
You know, I had another comment that I think you'll find amusing from someone that went to see Young Frankenstein, and they said it's amazing how the actors are able to sync up their voices with the obvious music couldn't possibly be produced by an orchestra at Theater by the Sea.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. We try to make it obvious. We say in conducting the show, we point down there and everything. Right. But people don't, I guess, maybe not. But it is a live band. We put up to 9 people in that room. We prefer 7, but 9 has been in there. And it's just, you've seen it. It's a little space right to the right of the stage.
Down there. Yeah.
But a terrific bunch of guys and gals that play. And with Frankenstein, we're able to enhance the track. They had enhancements available, which really fills it up. But no, they're alive, because if an actor stumbles and, you know, misses a line, or they have to go with it. So they are not synced. They are watched by the cameras and then the guy downstairs.
Yep, the conductor is conducting.
Yep.
And so I guess that's the ultimate compliment. They thought it was, professionally
good point.
Enhanced
the recorded
studio.
Interesting. Very and interesting.
So that's a compliment all around, not only for the musicians, but for the actors that just seamlessly continued to produce
Absolutely.
The music. Besides the live music, which is always great, you have, as I mentioned at the top of the show, great special effects for Young Frankenstein, too, and other shows, Little Mermaid swimming around.
And keep in mind, all those sets are built there, right to the adjacent to the stage house or all the production facilities. They can paint them, carpenter shop. We have a welding shop at North Shore if we need anything like that done. But it's pretty amazing stuff that go up to go into that show that runs only 3 or 4 weeks and gets put on the stage in 2.5 days.
And creative space usage, too, because I've seen some sets built out on the grass.
Absolutely. they usually paint the drops on the tennis court we talked about earlier where the weddings are.
Right. Yep. So you got to use what you can get. It's a small facility, but they make it work.
And I got to tell you a quick story. Frau Blücher, Sandy Rosenberg, she was there 40 years ago, she said. I can't even imagine. Right. It was 40 years ago. And she said they used to rehearse the show on the tennis court because they didn't have what we have now, which is the costume and rehearsal space downtown. Can you imagine, even in a rainy day, rehearsing out there without a tent?
Yep. Well, Sandy was a great guest. She was here, and she did a marvelous job being Frau Blücher.
She's awesome. Oh, God.
In the show. Well, we've talked about the Buddy Holly story and West Side Story, and now coming on July 20th is going to be, I got to imagine this is going to be the favorite of all favorites for, I would think, a lot of people, The Wizard of Oz.
It's going to be huge. It was done at the theater. I don't know how many probably 20 years ago, probably longer, and ended up doing, I think they said, a world tour out of this place.
Correct. Actually, I was involved with Music Man, and Wizard of Oz, I believe, followed me on the world
tour. Interesting. Around that time. Interesting. Yep. Well, technology has changed. I didn't get to see the show. I know the Four Quest, you do some pretty good shows.
Right.
But we want to top it. We want to do better. So technically, if you remember Mary Poppins and The Flying and Little Mermaid, this is going to be quite the spectacle.
Oh,
the show lends itself to it.
Maybe some monkeys or something?
Oh, you're going to see monkeys and witches and you name it. But it'll be hopefully pretty terrific. Knock on wood.
All right. Well, let's get to a song from The Wizard of Oz. And what else could we play but Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Someplace where there isn't any trouble. I wonder if there is such a place. There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. The clouds darken up the skyway. There's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun. Just a step beyond the
Wizard of Oz, which is going to be July 20th to August 13th. And one of my favorite parts is when Dorothy crash lands, so to speak, in Oz, and then all the little people come out to greet her.
Yes, yes,
all the Munchkins.
Yes. All the Munchkins. And when I did it a couple of years ago at North Shore, we cast all local younger kids. Mm. And we're going to do the same thing this year, as well as the people who go to the... To the camp, the theater camp.
So.
We're gonna look to them first to kind of be in the show. So it should be really cool. But the kids make great Munchkins, especially when you costume them up. It looks terrific.
Right. So the summer camp. Don't forget about that. That's a wonderful opportunity for young people. That's been going on for quite a while now, quite
yes.
a number of years, and it continues to be sold out.
Sold out. I'm trying to figure out where we can add another class or two. It's just that hard to do.
Yeah. Every
because there's so much going on, but we're going to figure it out. Promise you that.
The beat goes on.
Yep.
After The Wizard of Oz comes a very, very funny show called Sister Act. Of course, the movie starring Whoopi Goldberg was very favorite. I have a little tidbit story about that. My uncle was in Reno, Nevada on vacation playing blackjack at a table one day. And some producers came up to him and said, "Do you mind being filmed?" And he signed off his little waiver and said, "No problem." And the next thing you know, Whoopi Goldberg was standing beside him in the filming of the original Sister Act.
That's awesome. Never heard that story. How cool.
So that was his.
Do you see him on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Very
cool.
Clear as a bell. He's right there. And it was a favorite story of his where it just kind of happened.
Love that. Those are the best.
In a half an hour. He said it was done.
Those are the best. This is actually one of the, I think you mentioned the Young Frankenstein thing earlier. You said about the show was better than the movie. The show would be because they expanded with the singing and the dancing. I think Sister Act's the same way. The movie is terrific. I love the movie, but the show is unbelievable because of all the stuff you can add to it with terrific songs and great dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to be a wonderful thing to see. This will be, and it'll be a, you know, another one of those big production cast numbers.
We don't do small shows anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know what's up with that.
The good old days, right?
Yeah, cost me a fortune.
All right, here's a song from the show that is called "Take Me to Heaven."
Here she is, folks. Queen of the scene, the diva with the fever, Lady Fabulous 1978, Voulez-vous coucher avec
me, Dolores Van Cartier. Let's light it up, Philadelphia. I've been thinking about you since receiving your call. See, living without you, you've got me mind, soul, body, and all. Praying, I pray every night and each day, hoping that you'll drop a line. Praying, I pray till you sweep me away, straight to cloud number nine. You are simply too divine. Take me to heaven, take me to ecstasy. When you grew with me,
no.
And when you spread your stuff and do your thing, I just can't help surrendering. You're so strong, you're so sweet, you're what makes me complete. I just worship at your feet. Take me to heaven, take me to kingdom come. I'll take any vow, just take me now. Take me higher, higher, ow! And guess what, y'all? It's my birthday!
Happy birthday, Dolores!
Don't know how you do what you do. It's like you're almost too good to be true. You're my hope, you're my dream. You rock my world, you reign so free. My man is so nice to me. You know,
my booty's headed for a special place where people shake it, baby, wrapped in love's embrace.
Listen, we're gonna take a quick five, y'all.
Take me to heaven, take me to paradise. I'll get on my knees, just take me, please.
Well, Bill, we celebrate the close of one sensational season at Theater by the Sea and celebrate the opening of another one coming up.
Yes, time's flying, I think.
Time flies by, but but all good at Theater by the Sea. It's a wonderful way to spend your summer evenings, and we can't stress enough that because of the popularity of the building and the productions and Bill being a nice guy.
Who told you that?
it's been selling out. So get your tickets now. Don't wait till next spring or next summer. The best seats are available now, and you can do that by getting a season ticket pass. You can call the theater at 401-782-8287 or go to the website at theaterbythesea.com. And just a review, Buddy Holly starting June 1st to June 19th, then West Side Story, June 22nd to July 16th, The Wizard of Oz, July 20th to August 13th, and starting August 17th, Sister Act. And that'll run right up to September 4th, right up to Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, like this year. So. Unless I get to extend it. It's just hard, as we were talking earlier, because everybody goes away. People go back to school, and they go back to work, and it's hard to keep those people there. But if I can, I would. I just know that next year it'll be in demand like Frankenstein was, and I know I could have used a week.
Right.
So I have all winter to work on that.
Well, all right. That'll be that. And also, air conditioning in the theater is going to make it nice and comfortable for those matinees particularly. And then,
I think that's going to help increase ticket sales too, because I know people who say, I really can't do it. I can't do it. It's just too hot in there. And so I think by adding that also, and the shows being what they are, I think it'll be probably hopefully another record-breaking season.
Well, for a lot of the shows, it wouldn't make any difference because sold out is sold out.
It's true. Sold out is sold out. You're absolutely right. Unless I can put another 100 seats in that building.
Right. You got to give up your seats again for every show.
I'll do it.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's been a wonderful season. Thanks for making the trip down and talking to our audience on WCRI. We're proud to be a small part of the story of Theater by the Sea.
Had fun as always. Thank you, Mike.
Look forward to next season. And all of you, make sure you make that phone call, check that online ticket sales, and get those tickets before it's too late. Make a great Christmas present, so don't delay. We're going to listen to one more song from Sister Act. It's kind of a long piece, so we'll listen to a portion of it at least. It's called Raise Your Voice, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Singing, get the rafters ringing, toss everything in, dig down deep inside. When you've got a song worth hearing, there's one thing to do, just keep your fear from interfering and let that sucker burst through. Step up and make some real noise. Ah, now don't be trying to hide from me, Mary Robert. Why so quiet? Get right up and try it.
It seems so disobedient.
Disrespectful.
Loud!
No, I hear what she's saying. It's the word of the Lord. Why should we whisper it?
Amen, sister. Don't you deny it. Stand and sing with pride. Go, girl. Bigger. Brighter. Bolder. Better. If you want the world to listen, stand up tall and proud. Let them know what they've been missing and turn that volume up loud.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.